At the NAAA convention, I'm visiting with President Mark Hartz. And first of all, Mark, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do, and where you're from.
Well, I'm a 30-year ag pilot. I'm from Arkansas, have a two-airplane operation with a partner, and we mostly operate and cover rice, soybeans, wheat, and corn.
So what do you think so far the convention here? I know I've heard that attendance is up, membership's at a record level. Sounds like things are going pretty good.
Well, we are just very gratified with the attendance that we have. We're very pleased with the reception that Savannah has shown us and all that they have done to facilitate our coming back to see them. And we have a very positive vibe about this venue for a convention, and we look to come back many more years to come.
I hope you do too. I've enjoyed being here both in 2010 and now. From listening to the report at the business meeting today, although things are going very well with the organization, the industry has some pretty big challenges right now.
Well, we there's always challenges in anything you do. We have some that have really come to the forefront. The NPDES permit problem that we have, it really hangs heavy over our industry. And with this stalemate in Congress that has occurred, that has affected every aspect of life in the United States, it has not allowed us to address that problem. And we're hoping that we break that gridlock somehow so we can address that problem and some others that we have.
So just looking ahead, how do you feel about the future of agricultural aviation?
We're not getting less people. People have to eat, so we've got to keep production agriculture strong, and one of the most vital tools for that is aerial application. And aerial application accounts for approximately 20% of all the crop protection products that are applied. And so the demand is strong. And we have to be able to meet the challenges that are before us to stay strong. We have all of our vendors that supply our industry. They're moving on with their product lines, research and development. So for that to happen, they have to have an encouraging feel about what the future of aerial application is, which, you know, further confirms our feeling that we have a strong presence to continue with. And so we look forward to a bright future with the trials and tribulations that come with being in any business.
So just a last word here to maybe an aspiring ag aviator, and we've met a couple of those here, got a couple scholarships presented yesterday. In terms of, would you encourage them? How would you encourage them to go ahead and look at this as a career?
Well, first thing, it's not just about flying an airplane. You have to know or get to know something about farming and agronomy and about what you're doing. You're just not flying an airplane back and forth across the field. So you need to get a background or be willing to learn a background about agriculture. To get started in this business, you need to be willing to work on the ground for an operator and let them see, get a feel for what kind of dedication you have, and hopefully that will work you into a seat somewhere. But you can't just jump in a 800 gallon turbine airplane the first day. That's just not going to happen. So it's kind of a rite of passage. If you really want it, you can get there, but you have to show that you're worthy of what all the time and trouble it's going to take for someone to start you.
Wonderful words. Thank you very much, Mark Hartz, president for the National Agricultural Aviation Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.